Okay, so this is the post show for Hijinx Soup Podcast, episode 66.
Post show.
I was just sharing with Josh and Eli the mail sack theme song that reader Jez F or listener Jez F sent in a long time ago, using an audio clip from I kind of sang an a cappella Creed version of a mail sack theme song.
With mail wide open.
Here it is. That's beautiful. If we do the mail sack again, that will be the mail sack theme song.
That's so wonderful.
Matter of fact, I'm just going to go ahead and forward this to Eli so he can just go ahead and add it to the soundboard because it needs to be forwarded to Eli.
Mail sack! Suck it! Suck it!
Suck it!
With mail sack, suck it!
We should probably do like a 3-part harmony recording for that.
Sure.
With mail wide open.
And like it'll be like the opening of Jesus Land.
Oh my. Suck it.
Oh, the other thing I'm going to do since we're on the post show is I'm going to play some music.
Oh, breaking the law, breaking the law.
Let's see. Not that.
Here, well, I'll just play should definitely play the worst song on that album.
I'll play some Death Cab. Okay, so anyway.
Three-way climax.
So, this is the post show. So what I wanted to do for the post show for the first time ever is a podcast game, based on the game from the very popular podcast, Doug Loves Movies, where he does the Leonard Maltin game where the contestants try to guess what movie he's talking about based on the least familiar, the least popular actors in the movies. They take the list of actors from the bottom up. They bet on how many they can guess it in, kind of like Name That Tune, but with a movie. And then start from the bottom, so the least popular actors to the star. And I wanted to do that with an actor's career on IMDb. So I've got somebody in mind, and the rules will become evident as we play. And Eli, you get off your phone.
Roddy McDowell.
You're not allowed to cheat.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
So what are you doing?
Checking the email.
All right, well, can you get in the game? Get your
email,
head in the game?
The email. This is how I get in the game.
All right, so my idea here is to take an actor, TV, movie, something guy or lady and pull up their entire filmography starting at the very first thing they ever did and read the name of who they played.
Haley Mills.
And then this is going to be your choice. You can either go back and forth and bet and say, like you can do it one at a time,
no,
and I can just read them to you, or you can say like, I don't, and then you say the name.
I think we should just buzz in.
All right, you can buzz in by screaming,
and then no, you have to call on us.
Sure,
and then we give you the answer.
Sure,
it's like Jeopardy.
If you do it without buzzing in, then
you buzz in with F, and I'll buzz in with you.
Now here's what I'm thinking: I'm going to do.
Fuck
you.
I'm going to give you just F. I'm going to give you
G.
Listen, you.
I'm going to give you a couple of clues about the actor, but not about any of the work they've done.
Okay, just the actor.
This actor's first appearance,
George Clooney,
was in 1951.
Fred Astaire.
But I will say that is misleading. Okay?
He was in a Gerber commercial.
I'm also going to pull up...
Jeff.
Hush, everyone shut the fuck up! I'm going to give you a couple of clues about their life based on the IMDb biography and try not to spoil any of it myself by saying the wrong thing. This person...
Walt Disney.
Is the... I'm going to go ahead and say it's a dude because you're going to know as soon as I read a name.
Walt Disney.
The son of a well-known film and TV star.
Okay.
Okay.
Drew Barrymore.
Born in 1949. And that's all I'm going to say because I haven't read the whole biography.
Hitler.
It was not Hitler.
Hitler's son?
Don't think he had one, but... Do you guys watch... you don't watch Children's Hospital, do you?
No.
You would love it. You would fucking
love
it.
Yeah, I saw a commercial for it. It looks really good.
It's amazingly good.
What the fuck is...
David Wayne produces it, and a bunch of guys from The State are in it.
It's what? An adult
and a bunch of guys from Human Giant are in it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the...
Children's Hospital. It was a web series, and then Adult Swim picked it up for a full
I thought
series.
You were talking about a soap opera, and I was like... No. And then both of you were like, no, dude, you should totally watch the soap opera.
But listen,
like,
listen.
It's good.
It's total... It's like nonsense, kind of. Like, it's not sketch. Oh, yeah. It's a show. It's making fun of Grey's Anatomy, basically.
Okay. So but everybody's fucking everybody?
Yes, but it's total nonsense. Like, it's just abstract, kind of. But in the last one... You know, remember Ken Marino from The State, big Italian guy? I want to dip my balls in it guy?
Yeah.
Okay, he's one of the doctors. He's the Jew doctor. He wears a yarmulke always. He wants to impress. They're always all trying to fuck everyone. Like, there are no relationships. Everyone's trying to fuck everyone in every episode.
Okay, yeah.
So, and Henry Winkler's in this season. It's pretty good. Oh. So, Ken Marino's character decides that I think his name might be Dr. Surgeon. One of them's names is Dr. Surgeon. He decides he wants to try and sleep with this new girl, and that she likes Fallout Boy. So he gets a Fallout Boy haircut. He gets this emo bangs in the face,
right?
Straight hair.
Is this animated or
it's real life? It's actually filmed in Sacred Heart, the same set as Sacred Heart. So he gets that haircut. He's trying to impress her with that haircut, and then later she says she likes Charlie Chaplin. So he puts on the Charlie Chaplin mustache and starts doing Charlie Chaplin routines. And then, like, as the show progresses, he slicks his hair down and slicks it back, and he just becomes Hitler by the end of the show. And then when she finally rejects him, he sticks his hand out like a Heil Hitler, and then does the sort of, like, I'm grabbing at you, but I can't motion. It's so good. All right, so starting with this actor's first role, Infant at Train Station, uncredited, 1951. 1958, he played Davy Crane. Nothing. 1962.
We don't get to name we don't get to another movie.
I'll tell you the movie. That's a good one. Okay. First one was The Company She Keeps, 1951, Infinite Train Station. Okay. Next one, The Sea Hunt, 1958.
The Sea what? One more time?
The C word. Sea Hunt. Hunt.
Sea Hunt.
Hunt.
Sea Hunt.
Hunt.
Sea Hunt.
Hunt. 1958 TV series. He played Davy Crane, Jimmy, and
das
Kelly
Boot.
Bailey.
Das Boot.
No, that's a movie, not a person.
Oh, it's The Red October. It was born in 49.
1962, The Lloyd Bridges Show, he played Dave Melkin.
Dude, I got...
Is this William Shatner?
1965, The Loner, played Bud Windham. 1965, The FBI, he played Terry Shelton. 1969, Silent Night, Lonely Night, played Young John.
Oh, it's Picard.
No. This one, the whole title's not there.
Is it Gandalf and or Magneto?
I'm going to skip a few. 1971, In Search of America, he played Mike Olson.
Oh, he didn't play America?
No. Oh, Eddie Murphy.
No. 1971, The Last Picture Show, Dwayne Jackson.
The Rock?
No.
Hulk Hogan.
I've never heard of any of these movies.
So why are we doing this?
1972, because we'll get better. I'll figure out better rules for this as we go.
This isn't working.
1972, Bad Company. Did you ever see that?
Dude, none of us were born.
Okay. You mean skip
like
to when we were
Battlefield
born?
The game?
You ever heard of Thunderbolt and Lightfoot? He played Lightfoot.
That sounds racist.
Oh.
He was Lightfoot in that in 1974.
That sounds like a bad case of the gush.
I was probably high.
Rancho Deluxe, 1975. He played Jack McKee. Hearts of the West, 75. He played Louis Tater. Nothing.
No.
Tatum Channing?
King Kong in 1976. Jake Prescott.
Jack Black.
I was
Jack Prescott.
Maybe halfway out of my mom.
Okay. I'm going to skip forward to Heaven's Gate.
Yeah.
Did you see that in 80?
It's a barbecue place.
John Bridges was his name in that.
Is it John Bridges?
No.
Was it a documentary?
The girl.
Was he actually in Heaven's
in
Gate?
In their summer dress, Michael Loomis. Okay, this is going to give it away. Tron, 1982.
Jeff Bridges.
He played Flynn.
Yeah, it is the dude.
Okay.
Why don't you start with the dude?
Because then you would just get it on the first one.
Right. So either you could have named things that we would have recognized.
Yeah, this just
or you could name
work,
shit we've never even heard of.
Yeah, I don't know. He was Starman. Do
no,
you have a guess?
No, I know that.
No guess? Nothing? Yeah, have you heard
is
of...
Is it still Jeff Bridges?
Have you heard
what,
of...
David Bowie?
The Jesus.
Have you heard of Blown Away? He was in that.
Yeah.
He's still
is that
guess.
A porno?
The Big Lebowski.
We should do
the
this.
The Big Lebowski.
We should do this again, but with pornos.
Okay.
Like, is there Ron an IMDb? Jeremy? Is there an IMDb for?
Yeah, there is an adult database.
We need that, and then it's like, Bustin' Bouncin' Boobs 3, and then we're like, Sugar Tits McGee,
Jennifer Connelly.
I don't know.
Helen Mirren.
At least you called it, though. At least you called that would fail miserably.
Well, yeah.
I guess it's just too hard because
it's too hard
to
do on an iPhone.
It goes. Here's the problem with
you
actors.
You either name things that we don't know.
Well,
at
no, no.
All.
Here's one that doesn't work for actors. Every actor goes from complete obscurity to the first thing you know them for.
Sure.
So you could essentially start at the first thing before that and then do the thing that you know them for.
Like, I don't know. Oh, Tron.
Well, like if I did Sean Connery, Bond would be pretty far down the list.
Sean Connery.
Oh, no. Hey, are you timing the post show?
No.
You should have been.
God damn it.
Hang on. Maybe I was. But, you know.
The post show is essentially just bullshit and burps.
I am full of
Are
both.
You wearing a Steve Weeb hat?
Yeah, Steve Weeby.
Yeah, Team Weeby.
I never seen that before. Yeah. Steve Weeby?
Yeah.
Who was the other guy's name? The shithead? The hair?
Wing Sauce McGee?
Yeah, Wing Sauce. What's his name?
America.
Wing Sauce America. That was his name.
What? Three letters.
Wing.
Tie?
Sauce.
Oh, America? USA.
Wing Sauce USA. That was his name. That guy was a cocksucker.
What was his name? Colonel
Sanders.
Colonel yeah. Sauce.
Colonel Wing Sauce McGee.
The Situation.
The Situation Sauce.
Why is this not showing up? There is an adult internet. Adult IMDb.
So you're not timing this?
Yeah, it is being timed.
Okay, so share that information with me.
Now it's like
okay,
no. 2 minutes in because I just
no.
started
okay,
2 minutes
never mind,
ago.
Never mind.
Most worthless timer ever.
We've probably done 30 minutes or something.
I thought we like were freeballing the...
We've probably done about 12 minutes.
Oh, yeah, because there was 15 on there, and we were probably at least 3 minutes before that. All right, so anyway, you got anything else for the...
I'm trying to find some adult names.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's what it's called.
You know, there is a show on... I want to say it's Showtime. No, it's on the movie... It's either the Movie Channel or Showtime.
But Hung?
That follows the people that make Vivid... The porno DVD company?
Yeah.
It follows them in their endeavors to remake Deep Throat. It's called Deeper Throat. There's a show on Showtime.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Big Gag.
Wow. Boo.
Is that not what it would...
What?
The sequel?
What?
The Big Gag?
Like a girl that has a super gag reflex and throws up every time you stick her dick in her mouth?
Well, no, you just kind of wave the head under her nose and just pukes right there.
Wow. That's horrible.
Some people are into that.
Good God. There's nothing about that I like. All of the words, all of it. Head, nose, throw up, all of it. It's gross. All right, Eli, you're not going to find what you're looking for, so.
Like the, still yeah, like the YouTube song.
What I'm looking for.
I found porn laws.
The fun, like Beck's song?
Guess.
I want to defy the logic of all porn laws.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah, where are you looking right now?
I think Josh was saying he knows where it is, and you're just randomly
looking
at iPhone apps.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's on my, you know,
it's on my, I host it from my house. Right. Like,
oh, okay. Well, I got a story.
Give
about
me one.
Dongs.
Go for it. Dong, sure. Let's do it.
So
dongs?
Yeah. Let me explain.
Where babies come from.
Let me explain that image.
Whoa. What's going on there? That's a dong.
Okay, that's a dildo, sure.
So my boss had a birthday, but he didn't tell anybody, my art director.
Right.
And he was like, all right, well, I just split. And he took off, and me and the animation lead were like, man, he's already gone. And then the office manager was like, oh, yeah, it was his birthday. And we're like, fuck, he didn't say it was his birthday? We're like, I'm going to buy him a dong. And...
Happy birthday.
Yeah, my office mate's like, where do you get one of those? I was like, duh. There. Like, I clicked online.
Toys in Babeland.
Sarah's Secret.
That, too. They have those locally.
Yeah, that's why I was like, there's one across the street.
I always think it's weird when there's a dildo shop next to like a postal place, like a mailbox, etc.
This one was next
Stamps
to
some more.
This one was next to a Car Toys.
Yeah, it's, I need. Oh, that's the one on Preston.
A place to go for dildos.
Yes. Yeah. No, I needed to get some tweeters for my doors.
It's funny because they had a big banner
and
it
send some tweeters for my cock.
Yeah, I needed to send off some postage and I needed some dick ticklers.
They had a big banner and said grand opening. I was like, sweet. So I go in there and she's like, how may I help you? I was like, I need a gift for my boss. She's like,
a cake topper?
Yeah. And I walk over to the dongs. And she's like,
it's not often you get to say that. Or dong. You. I mean, Josh probably
says
it.
No, I say it
all
the time.
All the time.
But I was like,
so I walk over to the dongs.
So I'm sort of perusing my way through the aisle of dongs.
Yeah, right. She's like,
but in this case, they're live.
Right.
They're live.
She's like,
dongs.
Do you need
well, it's like when you get to pick out your own lobster.
Yeah, well, that's what I was doing in New York.
Like in the tank?
Yeah, no, it's always better when you get to pick out your own lobster. It's the same with dick.
Right, and they still have the rubber bands on them. Like, you know, it's
to
encourage the engorgement
to get out of it.
So that they swell and then they look, you know.
They can't snip you.
And then the balls are all purple and then you kind of thump them.
Right.
Donk. Yeah.
That's a sign of quality.
Right. Actually, it's that sound that a kickball makes.
They should make that a Discovery show. Dong.
Tight
hunters.
Enough to bounce a quarter off of.
Yeah.
Or was it Lobsterman or something? Like,
what were we talking about? Dongs?
Know.
Oh, yeah.
Deadliest
dongs? You were buying a dong.
Dongliest
catch. She's like, are you in the right...
Dongonist?
I was like, I'm getting something for my boss. And she's like, are you in the right section? I look around. There's like a bunch of dongs. I'm like, I think so, actually. And there was like a dong there for like $225.
Oh, shit, man.
Is that
like
the one you got?
Dong.
No, that one was
$20. Can you smoke weed out of it?
That one came with...
dong bong? Dong bong silver.
That one came with. Oh, well, that reminds me of my other dong story. But,
oh, there's more.
Well, it was a different time. But
do
so
I get to tell
one,
a dong story?
That one was like $225 because it came with.
Look,
a
strap. People are paying for this. You're welcome to tell any dong story you want to.
Tell it slow. This it came with a strap.
Uh huh.
And I guess that's where the extra, like the leather,
like a carrying strap, like a handy tote,
like a sling strap for your arm. Yeah, right. Keep it over your back.
Well, it's like when you buy like an Xbox, but you get the special one that comes with the thing. That you
well, it's
can
like a change purse in it.
Yeah, take it to your friend's house,
like a kangaroo scrotum coin purse.
Yeah,
but
there
was another time that we went to Sarah's Secret to get James a birthday card and a gift bag, and we went in there and there was like, they had a beer bong, like the center mass is where you put in the beer.
Yeah.
And then it's got the little hoses that come out and you
they're
drink
dicks.
That. They are, they were all dongs.
Beer dicks.
But the best part was on the box, it's like dudes and chicks together, and there's like dudes like on the dongs with chicks
it.
Around.
Just loving
and
the
I'm
dongs.
Like, what? Wait, I don't get it. That would be like, hey Joe, we're having a party, and you bring over that and you're like, what's that for?
That
and
beer like, hookah is an equal opportunity donger.
I guess. But it's for frats.
Everyone wants a dong. Come on and get your dong.
It's dumb. It's dumb.
It's big. It's heavy. It's weird. God damn it.
Well, it is better than bad. It's good.
Yeah. That's all I got about dicks.
All right, Josh, you have a dick story, then we can finish up.
I don't.
You said, can I tell a dong story?
No, I didn't
and I
actually
said,
have
yes.
one in mind.
That is unfortunate.
Oh,
why would
you know,
dick tease?
Can.
Why would you dick tease the audience?
I did find out that in gay bars in New York, they are legally allowed to show full penetration on the porno TVs.
Hang on.
It's kind of a...
There's two things you've said there that are confusing.
There's kind of a donk story there.
First of all, the porno TVs?
Okay, most gay bars have TVs showing either stupid ads for the bar or porno. It's just sort of there. It's a conversation piece.
That seems adversely stereotypical.
So?
Okay,
show of hands. Who's not at the gay bar to get laid? Anybody? No hands.
I guess everyone at the straight bar is trying to get laid, too, but they just show football. I guess I'd rather see gay porn than football.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's still something called a pigskin, but that's different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so hang on. And then full penetration.
The difference is, like, here in Dallas, like, if you go to the Eagle here in Dallas, they can show porno, but they can show genitalia, but they cannot show full-on penetration. So the porn is always, like, weirdly filmed and, like, suggesting like, oh no, we're totally banging, but we're not gonna show it, and it's stupid porn, right?
One time on
full on
a free preview of Showtime that I got like a few years ago, we're laying in bed and the name of the movie was like, it was like Thighs Wide Open or something like that.
The Hills Have Thighs.
Yeah. No, I saw that. I saw that on Showtime. Too.
Thighs Wide Shut.
I think
is what you meant.
So we click. Yeah, Thighs Wide Shut. Wide so we click on Thighs Wide Shut, and whatever it was, and the guy is the way they're filming the fake sex. The guy is smashing into the chick with his completely flaccid penis in full view every few seconds. So it's like swinging and dangling
right.
and just, smashing.
Just all over the place.
And she's like, okay, good, it's good, it's awesome. Yeah, you're fucking me. Fuck me hard, it's awesome. And he's like, oh, I'm fucking you, bitch. I'm fucking you so hard. And like every few seconds the camera moves and you can just see his junk just swaying in the wind. Like, is that how you do it? If that was the first porn you ever saw when you were a kid, you were like, I guess that's okay.
I don't, you just kind of like.
Just kind of dry hump,
it's
but
sort
with
of
clothes
a spank,
off.
It's like a spanking.
It's like a cock spanking.
Cock.
Yeah.
Cock spank.
Cock spank.
This could be my new Xbox Live name.
Eli, you're way into your phone right now, so I'm going to go ahead and excuse you.
No, hang on. I was trying answer. To, I wanted to give a birthday shout out.
No one's going to hear this.
To
80 people are going to hear this.
No, not the whole 80. Do not download the post show. Like 20 people are going to hear this.
Well, then even better. This is a birthday shout out to Busty Dusty of the adult industry.
Oh, you found someone whose birthday it was today?
Yeah. Such titles as Boob Cruise 1998 After Hours.
Mm-hmm.
Boob Cruise 2.
That wasn't as good as the first one.
No.
Neither were as good as the book.
Boob Cruise Paradise. Boobsville Cabaret. Double D Cup Dates Freak.
Actually, the Broadway version? Spectacular.
Really
yeah.
good?
Yeah.
Really good?
Yeah.
And Lusty Busty Dolls 1.
2 and 7.
Right.
She had a falling out with the studio. Also, she got AIDS.
Oh, yeah. And there's that. But a big shout out to her on her.
Philip Seymour Hoffman was in the Broadway version of that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He played the woman.
Okay.
He played Dusty.
Okay. That's it. That's all. That's all for the post show. Thanks for donating. Thanks for subscribing. I apologize that we talked about dicks for 12 minutes.
I talked about boobs.
At the end?
Dicks.
On the back end.